Hi all, I'm Richie Swan and I'm with Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard, and we are a girl and a gay in the gym.
Hey.
And we're two of Liverpool's leading personal trainers. So far we've helped you how to get started, talk through diet basics, and this week's episode we're asking, does sex count as cardio? So what do you think, Hat?
Oh, don't believe in it. Absolutely vile. Can't think of anything worse.
At your fridge. I don't want to touch it. Soz about you.
So this week we're talking about exercise for fat loss.
And we're going to go through the two types, cardio and weights.
How many times a week should you train and how long for?
The importance of planning.
How long will it take to see results?
And what do I do if I plateau?
Right, should we go?
Okay, so just to clear this up, because we get this every day. People come in and say they want to exercise for fat loss. You can be in the gym every day, and it doesn't mean you're going to lose weight, especially if you've still got your head in the trough. The be all and end all is you need to be at a calorie deficit, so you need to be eating less than your body burns. That's how you lose weight. Training will just help you along the way.
There are two types of exercise that you can do. Number one is cardio. Cardio is any exercise that raises your heart rate. A stronger cardiovascular system results in the body being able to burn more fat whilst exercising and sitting on your fat ass. This could be running, spinning, rowing, or other home activities such as housework or shagging.
Only if you're on top. We've got weight training. What is weight training? So it's when you use weights for resistance by creating a stress to the muscles using free weights or machine weights. And what that's going to do is activate and get the muscles stronger.
Okay, so there's benefits to both, but the benefits of cardio are it burns loads of calories dead fast, it can improve your cholesterol if your cholesterol is high, it increases your heart muscle strength, so stronger heart, live a little bit longer, it can help to reduce your stress, it can improve your sleep, it can help you relax a little bit more when you get home, and if you are a fellow crank or psychopath like myself, it can help improve your mood, girls.
True, true, babe. And then you've got your weights. So even though weights don't typically burn as many calories as cardio does, it has other benefits. So by having more muscle on your body, which is what a weight workout's going to create, means you burn more calories at rest. And even after a weight workout, you have the afterburn, which means for the next 24 hours, potentially, you're going to be carrying on burning calories after your workout. Did I say that right? That felt like I went...
No, I thought it sounded well.
Okay. For women, it decreases the risk of osteoporosis. So on a serious side, there's major health benefits. You can gain strength without looking like Fatima Whitbread. All these women think you lift weights, next minute you're going to look like, what's that woman Adam Matilda called?
The trunch ball.
The trunch ball. Just because you lift weights doesn't mean you're going to go shot putting, babe. It just means you're going to look better with your clothes off. It can also improve your posture. And again, it's going to reduce stress and improve your mood.
So if you're a crank, that shit back up, yeah.
Basically, if you're a crank, run and lift weights. So you sat there now, wherever you are, and you're probably going, well, what's better? How do I know? Well, a cardio workout burns more calories than weight training, but your metabolism can stay higher for longer after doing weights. But for improving your body composition and health, a good idea is just include both. Here's some tips to get you started.
When you get to that gym, make sure you spend a good few minutes warming up.
Yeah, 5 to 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fluid around your joints is like chip fat, is the only way to describe it. And if you want to put chips in that pan, you've got to warm that oil up first. And that's the same as the fluid around your joints, babe.
That is the most disgusting energy.
No, but it is. If you go straight in, imagine you want to go and do squats. You throw a bar on your back, 40K, squat, bang, next minute. You haven't warmed anything up and you've injured yourself. You've got to be really careful when doing weights that you're doing it properly.
Definitely. And if you don't know like a warm-up routine for that muscle group that you're doing or something like that, because it isn't something that you'd normally know. Do you know what I mean? We assume that you do, but you don't. Go on YouTube or go to different websites or Google it. How to warm up my legs for weights.
Yeah, and if you're a member of a gym, that should be included as part of your membership. Get someone to go through this with you, an instructor there.
Or if you feel ashamed, just ask someone who you think looks quite fit.
Always a winner. And if they're thick, it's an hour looking at someone nice.
A brilliant thing to do, especially if you've just joined the gym, is to book an induction. I know like they are a bit of a pain in the ass and you get in there, but if you don't book it, you'll never learn anything new and you'll be doing the same shite that you did last year that never got you anywhere. So go over and book an induction, 9 times out of 10, they are led by PTs. If you ask them to show you how to do something, they'll teach you.
Yeah.
Of course they will.
I remember my first day, I must have been about 24, first time I stepped into a gym. And it is the most intimidating thing, isn't it? You don't have a clue what you're doing.
It's all about going back to what we said in the New Year, New Me episode, where we talked about stepping out your comfort zone. You've got to be brave and just do it.
Nothing grows in the comfort zone, babe. Nothing. Step
Except
out of it.
Except your big, fat belly. Don't be intimidated walking into the weight room in the gym. Everyone talks about it and like, it is horrible, it is out your comfort zone, but you could be the girl who wore light grey leggings to the gym and was on her own and went to do pull-ups and pissed herself.
No.
And that girl is your gym bird. And you know what? I fucking carried on.
I'm actually
I've never told Luke this either, you know, when he'll be listening.
Oh, well, he's married you now, he can't escape.
I know. How bad's that? I feel ashamed.
I'm actually speechless.
I know, they were proper light grey as well, doing any proper
Please tell
leggings.
Me it was dead. It was quiet in the gym.
No, it was chock, it was gym in town. Some girl just looked at me like, you dirty bastard. And another time, there was two girls and they were both wearing a pair of jeans and a pair of Timberland.
In the gym?
Listen to this. Yeah. Two of them had Timberland boots, a pair of jeans on. One had a flask of tea and the other had a packet of Pringles and they were walking on the treadmill.
You are lying.
I swear to God.
That is unbelievable.
I just thought, do you know what I mean? They're having a little think about it.
Well, I had somebody who was on the leg press and I was trying to get him to do that. He was quite lazy. He was doing me head and he was like, go on, just push, just push. And he must have been like really aware this was going to happen. And as he pushed, he let out the loudest fart that echoed right across the gym. And it was chocker. These lads, it was a big gang of scallies, and they just stopped what they were doing and scream laughing. And I just had to be straight-faced and pretend I never heard it. I was mortified for them.
So, in summary, folks, don't be embarrassed. Everything's going to happen to somebody. Do you know what I mean? Don't worry about it. Have you not had a gym fail yourself ever?
Babe, I can't remember yesterday, never mind last week.
But how many times a week should you be training?
Well,
it's different for different people. If you're brand new to it, right, and you've just started, you've listened to our podcast, you've told yourself to get a grip and you're just starting to get back into it, or you haven't been into it for ages, it's boss if you can get in the gym 3 times a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can get 4 times a week, even better. But you don't need to be training 7 days a week to see results. As long as your calories are in a deficit, you're flying.
And also, it's like, for everyone out there, it's so important you do have a rest day. Your body needs to recover, especially if you've been lifting weights. You're creating tiny tears, aren't you, in the muscle fibres. They need time to recover before you put pressure on them again. So that muscle that you've trained, so if you've done squats or lunges or whatever, give it a good day off on that muscle group.
Yeah, definitely. Don't be afraid to have some sleep. And, you know, we underestimate totally how good sleep is for your recovery and also for fat loss.
What is sleep?
I know. I used to be starving all the time, training, battering myself. And then the second I started getting 10 hours of sleep a night, I am not joking, the weight started falling off.
You need it. Okay, so that's how many times a week that you need to be in the gym, but how long do you need to be in there for?
I would say quality over quantity. So like sometimes you see like juice head lads in the gym for 2 hours and 90% of the time they've been sat there looking at Instagram, reviewing their own Instagram page over and over and over
it's
again.
Like, I used to go to work in a gym and there was this woman on the step. She'd take I won't say what magazine because you know who you are and I'm ripping you. But she'd have a magazine and she would be there for about 3 hours just stepping away and she'd read the magazine. I'd be like, baby, you're messing me.
What I'd say is, if you're in there for fat loss, 45 to 60 minutes, get your heart rate up, have your little timed rest. But if you're sitting there on your phone, WhatsApping the girls, talking about Vegas, talking about Vicky copping off and heebie-jeebies, jibby, focus on what you are doing.
And also, it's not sustainable, because it might take, you're really motivated, you're there 2 hours now, but when it starts wearing off that motivation, you don't want to have to be planning in a 2-hour workout and you don't need it, like we've said.
And if you can't get to the gym, right, and you're doing all this as you're tracking your calories, you're tracking your fat loss, and your cardio is literally cleaning the house, Mrs. Hinch does it in 30 minutes.
Can I go for a wee, please?
Okay, so our babe's back from the toilet now.
I'm back.
So we can talk about planning a session. So now you know you're going in 3 times a week, maybe even 4 to the gym. You're aiming for about 45 minutes to an hour. You know it's important to warm up, to cool down. So what should we do?
It's the weekend. You've got your week coming up. I'd schedule it in so you know exactly what days you're going.
Like your diary.
Yeah, so even if you've got your gym membership, so there must be a class timetable, or if you go to one of the class studios, you've got your list of whatever you're going to be doing there. You need to now plan what days you're going and include your rest days in the middle.
Text your mate. Who's your gym buddy? Who's your new bestie?
That's it. Buddy, do you know what? Buddy up is the best. Because if you know someone depending on you to go there, you're letting someone down.
And you don't want to be the one who doesn't lose the weight and the other one does.
And not just that. Everyone will think you're a horror if you're letting your mate down.
Another boss thing is, if you've started with a PT and loads of people are doing January, make sure you've got a plan or a session booked in with them. And if there's something that you want to do or learn how to do, text them and ask them.
But if you fail to plan, you might as well plan to fail. Is that what they say?
Is that wrong? No.
You need to plan to be able to succeed. You've got to have we've spoke about goals and all that. Having a goal is having something that you can see that you want to become. But you have to put steps in place to become that. It just doesn't happen. So it is important. You have to plan it.
What about the people who don't go to the gym? They can't afford the membership, or they've got too much on, they're at home. What if you've just had a baby? You haven't got a gym buddy because you can't fucking leave the house, and you haven't got a PT. Well, those people
need
to... No,
but you have got time.
Yeah, so you get on YouTube, or you get on... There's loads and loads of workouts on bodybuilding.com. So I'd say get on the internet, Google, go on YouTube, go on Fitness Blender on YouTube. Yeah. Loads of home workouts.
So Joe Jean at home. Jean at home, who sat there on the couch.
Grandma
watching.
Grandma Jean.
Oh, no, not that Jean. That must be where I got Jean from. Sat there with the cream cake stuff in her face now watching Corrie.
That is actually what she's doing.
And you go, oh, babe, I haven't stopped all day. I don't have an hour to train. What a load of shit. Get up, get your cake down, get moving.
Do you know what I told her yesterday? I said, Grandma, I'm doing a podcast with my friend and you're on it, you know? And she went, oh, I don't want to be on the television.
Hiya, Jean. Okay, so that's going to take us on to how long is it going to take to see results?
I think you feel it yourself within a week. You start to feel different. I think you start to see it a little bit in the mirror, maybe a couple of weeks in, maybe 3-4 weeks.
I've worked in sales in the past within gyms, and we were taught this timeline. It's called feel, see and maintain. And at the beginning, it's all about how you feel, the feel-good factor. You've never trained before, you're new to it. It's making you feel good. And it can take up to 4 to 8 weeks before you start seeing anything. Or it's more someone will notice it because you see yourself every day. So 4 to 8 weeks and then someone will walk in, you haven't seen them for a fortnight. You go, bloody hell, look at you, you've changed.
Yeah.
And that keeps you motivated.
That happens with clients, doesn't
it?
All the time. Don't be disheartened, because if you're looking in the mirror every day, you're not going to see a change. That's why it's so important to take pictures. It's so, so important. And take them wearing the same outfit, in the same place, doing the same thing.
But yeah, like we said before, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But also, once you get there, you want to carry on. So it's not you just... You've come this far to stop now. You carry on. And you want to make it as part of your lifestyle. So would you put your shoes on or not put your shoes on to go out the door? You want to make going to the gym and your routine as if it's as normal as putting your shoes on to go to work.
And last but not least, what do we do if we plateau? So you've been doing it for a while and all of a sudden the scales stop changing. You
throw the towel in. Give up. Pass me a snicker right now because I've had enough and I'm on the edge.
A fury.
I'm on the edge. A fury.
What to do if you plateau? The chances are you need to readjust your calories. So if you've started to lose weight, the amount of calories that you need a day now are going to be a little bit less than when you were a few pounds fatter, aren't they? So go back on, readjust your calories, get on your calorie counter and check what you need to be adjusting it to.
Yeah, and also when it comes to weights, like with your body tone, if you find that's plateaued, you can't be expecting to change your body shape if you started off lifting 4 kilos on your chest press in January and we're now in August and you're still on 4 kilos. So you need to start increasing your weight sensibly.
And girls, don't be afraid to lift a little bit heavier on your upper body too.
You're not going to throw a javelin this year, babe.
The trunch ball.
Okay, so at the end of every podcast, we're going to be answering your questions.
Before I start this, my client just sent me a message saying, should I put cough syrup into my Fitness Pal? What? The actual? Is she missing?
Was that born zesty?
No, she wouldn't give shit. She put ciggies into my Fitness Pal. Okay, so Jenny's got in touch with us on Instagram. You can message us at Gail Gay Gym. I love your podcast. It was so funny and interesting. Thanks, Jenny, babe. Can you mention in your next one about how much carbs you'd recommend to eat while dieting? Should girls be eating them daily? And which ones? P.S. Fuck avocado on toast. What do you think, babe?
God, yeah, you should. Well, you need carbs for energy. I wouldn't worry too much about carbs and fats, to be fair, as long as your protein's up. You're dieting to lose weight, I'm guessing. So as long as you're at a healthy... where's my brain gone? It's fucking gone. Oh, deficit. Couldn't get my words out. As long as you're at a healthy deficit to lose the weight, you want to be looking at 1 pound of body weight is 1 gram of protein, and then the rest of your calories, just work it out whatever you want with fats and carbs. I'd say maybe a little more on training days. Carbs, you're going to need it for energy, aren't you? But
just focus on hitting your calorie target for the day, making sure you're in your calories deficit, and get your protein to match your body weight.
But don't be giving up carbs. I can't be bearing with all this. I can't have carbs. You need them.
Do you know why? It makes you psycho as well.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have a carb for years, did I? And do you know what, girls?
Speaks volumes.
Lesson learned. I didn't lose a fucking pound.
Ben's just got in touch on Twitter, at Gail Gay Gym. Ben said, I find it easy to carry on drinking and go over my calories. What is the food equivalent to a pint of beer to keep him on track? Well, pint of Stella's, what, 220 odd calories, isn't it?
So that's all of a Big Mac bar one little bite. Bar the gherkins. I know one eats them anyway. You've got to prioritise these calories. Ben, if you're having 6 pints, that's the same as you having 6 Big Macs. Ben, there's no need. There's no need for that kind of behaviour.
And it's not just that, it's the alcohol in your system. So it stops metabolising food, doesn't it? So you might be drinking your calories, but also you're stopping your body from breaking down what's already in your system. So.
And it's how much sugar you're taking in from that as well. And the down you're going to feel afterwards from it, and how shit are you going to feel the next day? Is it really worth it, Ben?
I suggest you get yourself a girlfriend instead of worrying about how much you're consuming through your calories and drink.
Or a boyfriend.
Or a boyfriend, Ben.
At Gail Gay Gym.
Hiya, babe.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers.